CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we look at news in the markets about China. This is Markets Insider saying China's stocks could rise 20% once it fully reopens after COVID zero curbs. But not for months, says Goldman Sachs. Gordon, a very good evening to you. And this comment about the Chinese stocks rising, is it your measure that COVID zero policy is what's holding back the Chinese market? They have profound problems in all directions. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, John. And you're right. There are many problems that are now affecting Chinese equity values. COVID zero is only the one that we talk about because it is so graphic as we see these images from Zhengzhou, the Apple plant, and from other places. And right now, John, the disease is apparently now affecting Guangzhou, the capital of Guangdong province, China's factory floor. But there are fundamental problems with the Chinese economy, too much debt, and also Xi Jinping's desire to move China back to a state-dominated economy. None of this is really working to China's advantage.
We welcome our colleague Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel. Charles, the U.S. markets are in a bear market. We're all waiting for the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England or other central bankers to tighten them more because of worldwide inflation. So Goldman Sachs making a prediction that COVID zero policy will change sometime in the next months, in the next future. Is this a profound prediction? Is this something the market pays attention to? Or is it a Goldman Sachs reassuring its clients that they really haven't lost all that money?
Well, it's been, as you rightly point out, John, a very bad year so far, and I don't think it's going to get much better through year end or in the foreseeable future for most stocks, in particular for stocks that are story stocks that don't pay dividends. And I would put most of the Chinese equity market in that category. If you put your money in, it's like a Roach Motel. You're not going to get the money out in the form of dividends. So why do it? And if you really want to bet on China, I think in a positive Chinese economic growth environment leading to growth in India, too, there's going to be big demand for gold. And gold stocks have been beaten down. Some pay very high dividends. So you can indirectly play China by buying gold, in my view.
And this prediction about China's zero COVID, we don't have any better information than Goldman Sachs, so I'll just leave that aside. Your measure of that, what Gordon referred to, the electronics business on the coast of China, is that going to be revived because of COVID zero? There's a fall off in worldwide demand, isn't there, Charles?
I think there's a fall off in worldwide demand occasioned by a fall off in after-tax income, net of living expenses that you're seeing throughout the developed world, which is the bulk of all purchases for goods manufactured in China. So I also think that sane business people watching what's going on in China, thinking about what will happen in the future, are not going to commit additional capital and size into that country. So I think the idea of the long supply chain is dead. And I think that you're going to see more and more companies bring capital and employment back into the markets where people buy the goods and services in the first place.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, one of the issues with regard to investment in China is not just the Chinese economy, but is really the currency. The renminbi has been one of the worst performers this year. And although there is support from Beijing, it would seem that Beijing realizes it can't stop the markets. So it would seem that when you look at the Goldman prediction, you got to start to factor in what's going to happen to the renminbi, right?
I couldn't agree more, Gordon. I think it's been a long time since bond vigilantes around the world have been taking on governments. And I think there are quite a few governments that are ripe for the taking. You start in Europe, across Europe. You even think about the United States. And then you get to China, Japan, and other places. I think bond vigilantes in a rising nominal interest rate environment are going to become ever more aggressive. And for a whole host of reasons, I would put investing in Chinese equities way below the idea of getting on a plane to go to Hong Kong and go to the racetrack, which used to be fun.
The report from Goldman Sachs includes this, that China reopening could be, quote, powerful upside catalyst for the markets, for the U.S. market, the European market. Apple in particular, although it's just one of several companies, did they make it available to investors over these last years, that they were putting their money investing into a government that was as cruel as China. I'm thinking of those images of the young people climbing over the cyclone fence to run from the iPhone factory in the mainland, to run home to mom because they've been treated so badly by their government. Did Apple talk about that to the markets, to your knowledge, Charles?
Of course not. And the contrast between, for example, Twitter, where we saw the video of these overpaid and coddled former employees who used to spend their day on yoga mats and at the end of the day drinking free red wine. You contrast that with the conditions in China. You think about the politicians in America and the developed world who look the other way at these atrocious abuses of human rights. And you have to, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I think you have to look beyond politics and say, this stinks. People should be ashamed of themselves for doing this. And let's hope we see a real turnaround and a change in attitude on behalf of the in the C-suites and the boardrooms of companies like Apple and others that today have tolerated and profited from these abusive human rights practices.
Gordon, you have a question.
Charles, you talked about these global supply chains stretching halfway around the world becoming unviable. Are we now, or will we soon go into a period of deglobalization?
I think we've been in that period for some time. And in the press reports today, we hear rumors that oil prices are going to spike further, that Federal Express is grounding planes, that Maersk, the shipping company, is reporting very negative outlook for that. And yes, I mean, it's just having operated companies, invested in companies with long supply chains, I could tell you personally, it's a total pain. It's very complicated. It's very expensive. And unless you have high profit margin, high cash flow margin products, it's just really not worth the Sturm und Drang to go through all this when you could now, with machines, make and provide goods and services with a much smaller human footprint in your home country, where in theory there is law and order.
Charles, it occurs to me that the Goldman Sachs prediction, once the country reopens from COVID-19 curbs, the Chinese stocks could jump 20%. Is this the financial equivalent of saying the war will be over by Christmas, Charles? Are they doing magical thinking at Goldman Sachs? Is that all that's left of them?
I think it is in this case. And 20%, frankly, is not that much of a benefit to get for taking the risk that you might have to take for what we see obviously going on across China, where the good people of China are locked down under an abusive regime.
Gordon, we just have 30 seconds.
Charles, when you look around the world, what is going to be the worst performing area and what do you think will be the best?
30 seconds, Charles.
I think Europe is in deep trouble, in particular the European countries that have embraced socialism that don't have energy, deep trouble. I think actually in the United States, even under a divided government, high dividend paying stocks with strong financials are going to do quite well.
Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel, his podcast. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.